Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for May 22nd. 2 Samuel chapters 1 and 2 talk about transitions. How quickly things changed for David. Within a matter of weeks, he went from being a fugitive to being anointed as king over his people. How David dealt with the transition is a classic example to follow by anyone taking on a leadership role, or, for that matter, stepping into the shoes of a predecessor, whatever the setting. First, David publicly displayed resolute loyalty to his predecessor, Saul. What a testament to David's character that he was most concerned to honor God, who had established the kingdom for Israel's benefit. In other words, his actions towards Saul showed his understanding that kings may come and go, but the kingdom, what God has established, remains. When you're taking on any leadership responsibility, then, remember that you serve something much larger and greater than any of the players that may fill the role, including you. Humility is always best. Second, David maintained justice, illustrated in his handling of the case of the Amalekite Kevorkian, who just wanted to help Saul end his agony, besides get himself ingratiated to Saul's successor. Murder is always murder and must be rigorously punished. By the summary trial and execution of Saul's murderer, David signaled his commitment to a just and righteous society. It also sent word to Saul's loyalists and remaining son that David had had nothing to do either with Saul's defeat or death. The lament over Saul and Jonathan that David composed and published in Israel further solidified the people's perception that David was a worthy and gracious leader. Sometimes your greatest challenges come at you in the beginning of any new venture. How you handle them may make or break the years ahead. Whatever else you may do in the early days, do justice. Third, David always sought out God before he did anything. His first priority was God's will, not his own plans. Whether it was going to war against an enemy or going in peace to settle in a town in Judah, David pursued God's heart in everything he did first. Enough said. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.